It's a case of mask mayhem. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Just days after a federal judge voided the mask mandate for public transportation, the Justice Department says it will appeal the ruling.
The CDC is asking the DOJ to appeal that federal judge's ruling that overturned the federal mask mandate for air travel and public transportation. Here's part of the statement. It is CDC's continuing assessment that at this time, an order requiring masking in the indoor transportation corridor remains necessary for the public health.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Word of the appeal comes as many U.S. airlines, airports, rideshare services, and others dropped their mask requirements. A U.S. Army Golden Knights parachuting display for Wednesday night's opening baseball game of the Washington Nationals triggered an evacuation order at the Capitol building and furor among some lawmakers.
Capitol Hill evacuated after police identified an aircraft they said posed a probable threat. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent out a tweet saying there will be a review of what happened and who at the Federal Aviation Administration will be held accountable for this outrageous mistake. The U.S. Army Recruiting Command sent out a statement saying they're reviewing the events. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
President Biden will met with military leaders on Wednesday to discuss the war in Ukraine.
Ensuring that the security of American people, our interest and the interest of our allies, means having to constantly adapt to anything and everything that's happening.
And the president says weapons and ammunition are flowing into Ukraine daily as its troops fight overwhelming Russian forces. And Moderna plans to submit an emergency use application by the end of the month for a COVID vaccine for kids. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Attention, unruly airline passengers. The FAA's zero-tolerance policy for troublemakers is not going away.
Hefty fines for airline passengers will stay in place under a zero-tolerance policy first put in place to respond to unruly behavior during the COVID pandemic. FAA Administrator Billy Nolen says unsafe behavior simply doesn't fly, and making the zero-tolerance policy permanent will help prevent and punish that behavior. Fines will be issued instead of warning letters, the FAA says. Since the policy was first implemented in January of last year, the FAA says the incident rate fell by 60%. As of February of this year, the FAA referred 80 unruly passenger cases to the FBI for criminal review. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The oldest death row inmate in Texas faces execution Thursday for killing a Houston police officer nearly 32 years ago. Carl Bunchen, now 78 years old, shot and killed Officer James Irby during a traffic stop. And Arizona is preparing to execute its first inmate in nearly 8 years. Clarence Dixon is set to be put to death May 11th for the 1977 murder of college student Deanna Bowden. A Minnesota man's old school tech helps reunite a lost boy with his family.
Brian Davis of Andover, Minnesota, installing a vintage payphone in his front yard last fall to remind folks what life was like before cell phones. The throwback phone saving the day. A young boy lost in the area was able to use it to call 911.
We're just shocked that how does this young guy pick up the receiver and figure out how to dial 911.
Officials reuniting the boy with his family. Davis explaining his 12 and 9-year-old initially had no idea what a payphone was. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.